When a young Richard Branson was caught stealing records from his own Virgin record shop, he didn't fire the employee, as most bosses would. Instead, he gave him a second chance, a decision that paid off when that same talent scout later discovered Culture Club, one of Virgin's biggest acts of the 1980s. This seemingly small moment encapsulates the unconventional thinking that has defined Branson's extraordinary career. As one of the world's most recognizable entrepreneurs, Branson has built an empire spanning airlines, telecommunications, banking, and even space travel, all while maintaining a distinctly human approach to business that prioritizes people, fun, and breaking the rules. His book, Like a Virgin, has become a Bible for aspiring entrepreneurs worldwide, with luminaries like Elon Musk and Mark Cuban citing it as influential in their own business journeys. Beyond just business advice, it offers a refreshing philosophy that challenges corporate orthodoxy and reminds us that success and enjoyment need not be mutually exclusive. Starting a business isn't for the faint-hearted. It demands enormous time, energy, and commitment, which is precisely why enjoyment must be at its core. When Branson launched Virgin from a London basement, he had no grand strategy. He simply wanted to create something meaningful that would pay the bills. This fundamental principle, doing something you love, has guided Virgin's expansion across dozens of industries over four decades. The second pillar of Branson's philosophy is innovation. In today's crowded marketplace, you must offer something radically different to stand out. Look at companies like Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Facebook. They transformed our world by creating unprecedented products and continually innovating. Even in established markets, Virgin has found ways to differentiate through exceptional customer service. When launching Virgin Atlantic, their breakthrough was simply having crew members who were genuinely nice to passengers, a revolutionary concept in the airline industry at the time. Pride of association forms the third pillar. Businesses are essentially groups of people, and nothing saddens Branson more than hearing someone apologize for where they work. When employees feel proud of their company, it creates a special level of advocacy and dedication that differentiates the business in a world of mediocrity. At Virgin, this pride has been cultivated through decades of building a culture where people feel valued and part of something special. The fourth pillar, leading by listening, challenges traditional notions of leadership. While knowing your mind is important, imposing views without debate and consensus is pointless. Great leaders are exceptional listeners who draw people out and learn from them. Branson emphasizes lavishing praise generously, never criticizing openly, keeping your temper, and quickly applauding good work. People thrive on recognition and usually know when they've done wrong without being told. Finally, visibility completes Branson's entrepreneurial framework. Though he's always worked from home, he's constantly traveling and meeting people. On Virgin flights, he meets cabin crew and passengers, collecting dozens of suggestions in his notebook. Talking to staff and customers at every opportunity and acting on their feedback, both good and bad, has been crucial to Virgin's success. This approach extends throughout the organization, with company heads appointed who share this philosophy, running their large group like a small family business, proactive, responsive, and friendly. Good people aren't just crucial to business, they are the business. Finding, managing, inspiring, and retaining them represents one of leadership's greatest challenges and directly impacts a company's success. What differentiates companies with similar products is their people and attitude. Virgin Airlines consistently wins service awards because their crews genuinely want to help passengers. People are your key asset. They can make or break you on the front lines. Even exceptional people need great leadership. Good leaders know their team's strengths and weaknesses, socialize, and listen face-to-face. People rarely leave jobs just for money. It's usually about frustration and not being heard. Conversely, bad leaders can destroy businesses quickly, as Virgin discovered when a manager on Necker Island damaged staff morale by changing their collegial culture. Some of Virgin's most successful ventures came from employee pitches, like Virgin Australia, which began on a beer mat from Brett Godfrey. They've also backed impressive outside teams, giving them brand support to build businesses themselves, as with Virgin Active's health clubs. This approach to empowering people has been fundamental to Virgin's expansion across industries. Trust is essential, but how you handle betrayal matters too. When a Virgin Records talent scout was caught stealing records, Branson gave him a second chance rather than firing him. He later discovered Culture Club, one of Virgin's biggest 1980s acts. Having received second chances himself as a teenager, Branson is more forgiving of others' mistakes, a philosophy that has created loyalty and dedication throughout his companies. While many businesses overuse the family metaphor, Virgin's family spirit has genuinely sustained them for 40 years. They've celebrated this with legendary parties that grew from gatherings at Branson's Oxford home to three-week events for 80,000 people. This culture built around people, the lifeblood of any company, must be celebrated again and again to maintain its strength and authenticity. Many entrepreneurs believe they must become aggressive to succeed in business, but Branson firmly rejects this notion. There are many ways to succeed without aggression, starting with remembering that you love what you do, and your role is to make others love your business too. At Virgin, they engage positively and inclusively rather than combatively, focusing on building long-term relationships instead of short-term wins. This approach has helped Virgin maintain partnerships spanning decades across multiple industries. If suppliers don't respond to this approach, Branson questions whether they're the right partners. For every aggressive supplier, five others will work collaboratively and create more value through cooperation. While a strong personality helps in business, strong doesn't mean aggressive. The key skills are confidence in your vision, listening ability, and delegation. Branson demonstrates this through his leadership style at Virgin, where he's known for carrying a notebook to record ideas and feedback from employees at all levels. When frustrated with others, Branson delegates to team members who bring fresh perspectives, often finding that stepping back allows for better solutions to emerge. He's surrounded himself with management teams whose skills complement his and build on Virgin's culture of openness, innovation, and respect. For instance, when Virgin Atlantic faced challenges, Branson relied on his team's expertise in operations and finance while he focused on brand building and strategic partnerships. For negotiation, staying calm is essential. If angry, take a deep breath and step back. Rely on your team. You can negotiate competitively without aggression by understanding your goals and leverage. Branson's approach involves thorough preparation, clear communication of objectives, and always maintaining respect for the other party. After tough talks, Branson finds sharing a drink with colleagues helps put things in perspective and maintains relationships that often prove valuable in future dealings. Do entrepreneurs need ruthlessness? Branson doesn't think so. It's actually counterproductive. His experience shows that people return to do business with those they've had good experiences with, creating a positive cycle of repeat business and referrals. His willingness to listen and admit when others' ideas are better has served him well for 40 years, leading to successful ventures in music, airlines, telecommunications, and space travel. Virgin's culture of openness has attracted talented individuals who might have been deterred by a more aggressive environment. Remember to have fun. Branson emphasizes this through his publicity stunts and company events that build team spirit. There's no point in business if it isn't enjoyable. Build rapport rather than constant battles, as relationships are the foundation of sustainable success. Don't take everything personally. Business setbacks are learning opportunities rather than personal affronts. In the end, Branson would rather be a nice guy with a small, successful business having fun than a miserable person heading a hugely profitable mega corporation. This philosophy has paradoxically helped him build one of the world's most recognizable brands while maintaining his reputation as one of business's most approachable leaders. Great customer service requires a chain reaction of teamwork that's only as strong as its weakest link. When good service happens, there's always a lesson to learn. Branson loves hearing about exceptional care, especially from Virgin customers, but shares a story about competitor British Airways to illustrate his point. an executive club passenger realized he'd left his leather coat in the airport lounge just as his London to New York flight was preparing for departure. Though told it was too late to retrieve it, a crew member promised to help. 7 hours later at JFK, an agent met him at the aircraft door with his coat. They'd put it on a faster Concorde flight that beat his 747 across the Atlantic. This extraordinary effort created massive customer loyalty and brand enhancement. The passenger surely talked up the airline for years. Even Branson is telling the tale. At Virgin Atlantic, when an upper-class customer missed his limo connection and arrived at Newark Airport angry after paying for a taxi, a quick-thinking agent immediately refunded his fare from her own pocket and rushed him through staff lanes to make his flight. Unfortunately, her supervisor later refused to reimburse her without a receipt, breaking the service chain. Thankfully, the airport manager corrected this misguided prioritization of procedure over customer care. Good customer service begins at the top. If senior people don't understand this, even the strongest frontline employees become compromised. While you can't train for every situation, you can create an environment where staff feel empowered to do as they would be done by. And when competitors provide poor service, that's when you might catch Branson humming Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. For every entrepreneurial David brave enough to challenge a Goliath with just a slingshot and a few stones, 100 others say, "You must be kidding." Throughout his career, Branson has embraced the David role. He's always believed that small is beautiful. Young, energetic businesses have surprising advantages against large, cumbersome competitors if they can identify and exploit the giant's weaknesses. When Virgin Atlantic first challenged British Airways in 1984, the odds seemed impossible. Branson's bankers nearly withdrew their support. But their arsenal included unconventional weapons, particularly their agility. While BA was weighed down by hierarchical decision-making processes, Virgin could change direction instantly. Following Sir Freddie Laker's advice that only a fool never changes his mind, they quickly adapted when customers or crew disliked something. Their small fleet allowed them to offer experiences larger airlines couldn't afford to match across their extensive networks, like free door-to-door limousine service for upper-class passengers. Their competitors would have needed to offer this on every global route, not just those competing with Virgin, making it prohibitively expensive. Nearly 30 years later, this remains their unique selling point. Branson may seem strange for a CEO, but he doesn't believe any Virgin company has ever become the biggest player in its sector, though Active is getting close. Even when Virgin Records became the industry's largest independent label, he kept splitting it into smaller companies to maintain their competitive edge and urgency. This approach worked. They attracted superstars like the Rolling Stones while remaining small enough to discover exciting new artists. Virgin Galactic might be the exception as the biggest player in commercial space travel, but that's more about having the courage to establish an entirely new business sector. While Branson believes small is beautiful, exceptional large companies like Apple succeeded by focusing on great products, staying nimble, and competing with much larger rivals. Now, Apple, like Virgin, must fight to maintain the cultural elements that keep it agile rather than becoming one of the ponderous giants it once overcame. While the four P's, people, product, price, and promotion, are often cited as keys to business success, they omit a vital ingredient that has characterized Virgin companies throughout their 40 years, fun, with a capital F. This philosophy has been more than just a marketing gimmick. It's been a core business strategy that has differentiated Virgin across multiple industries. When Virgin launched their Atlantic airline in 1984, they had great people and innovative ideas, but very little money for promotion. They became masters of jugular marketing, with cheeky, topical ads that gave their airline personality and visibility. When John Sununu was criticized for using public money for limousines, they advertised that he could have gotten one free with Virgin. When General Noriega was extradited to Miami, they ran his photo with, "Only one person has flown to Miami cheaper than on Virgin Atlantic." These opportunistic campaigns cost relatively little but generated massive media coverage and public interest. They infused fun throughout the customer experience, from Pinched from Virgin Atlantic stamped on salt shakers to stainless steel engraved on butter knives. They put bars and cabins for socializing, pioneered seatback videos, and served ice cream mid-flight. Even their safety demonstrations became entertaining performances, with crew members adding humor and personality to what was typically a mundane procedure. The airline's lounges were designed more like nightclubs than waiting areas, complete with spa services and gaming stations. Their publicity stunts became legendary, like flying a banner reading BA can't get it up when British Airways struggled to erect the Millennium Wheel. Branson has launched companies in ridiculous costumes, thrown himself off buildings, and driven tanks into Times Square, all to reinforce that sense of fun. He water skied across the English Channel in a dinner suit, attempted to circumnavigate the globe in a hot air balloon, and drove an amphibious car across the channel. Each stunt generated enormous publicity while reinforcing Virgin's brand personality. This approach helps establish a place in customers' hearts and creates emotional connections that transcend typical business relationships. Virgin's internal culture reflects this same spirit. Their offices feature games rooms, flexible working spaces, and regular social events. They've found that happy employees create better customer experiences and fun workplaces attract top talent. So take yourself and your business less seriously. Others might take you more seriously as a result. The key is to maintain professionalism while injecting personality and playfulness into appropriate aspects of your business. People often question Virgin Group's remarkably diverse portfolio, which spans from music and railways to alternative fuel, space tourism, and sub-oceanic travel. Their approach to selecting industries isn't random, but stems from a distinct philosophy on risk and follows several well-defined guidelines that have proven successful over decades of business ventures. At Virgin, every potential opportunity must pass their rigorous brand test, a comprehensive evaluation that examines how well an opportunity aligns with their core values and reputation. They systematically reject businesses that could potentially damage their brand integrity, such as cigarettes, defense contracting, or industries with questionable environmental practices. They only enter markets where they can genuinely disrupt an industry by offering innovative products or services that address clear consumer pain points or unmet needs. Contrary to conventional business wisdom, immediate profit isn't their primary consideration when evaluating opportunities. Instead of asking, "How can I make lots of money?" they follow their passions and entrepreneurial instincts. This approach dates back to their first venture, Student Magazine, which was created primarily to give young people a voice against the Vietnam War. The business model and monetization strategy came later, establishing a pattern that would define their future ventures. While Virgin has earned a reputation for bold risk-taking, they meticulously protect the downside in every venture. A prime example is their entry into the airline business. Branson negotiated a crucial clause with Boeing that allowed them to return their first aircraft after 12 months if the venture didn't succeed. This principle of calculated risk-taking has been systematically applied across their expansion into telecommunications, Virgin Mobile, financial services, Virgin Money, and health clubs, Virgin Active, worldwide. The cornerstone of their risk management strategy is always having a clearly defined escape hatch. This isn't just about having an exit strategy, it's about creating specific, actionable conditions under which they'll cut their losses and move on. When things go wrong, they take decisive action without hesitation or emotional attachment. This approach allows them to preserve their team's morale, extract valuable lessons from the experience, and quickly pivot to their next venture with accumulated wisdom and minimal financial impact. This sophisticated balance between entrepreneurial courage and prudent risk management has enabled Virgin to successfully expand into seemingly unrelated industries while maintaining their core values and brand integrity. They've turned risk management into a competitive advantage, allowing them to enter new markets more aggressively than traditional companies while actually maintaining lower overall risk exposure through careful structuring of their ventures. Branson drives people mad by refusing to ever rate their work a perfect 10. No matter how brilliant something is, he firmly believes it can always be improved. On his Branzometer, a 9 is as good as it gets. This philosophy extends across all Virgin Enterprises, from airlines to record stores. Even when launching successful ventures like Virgin Atlantic, he constantly pushed his team to find ways to enhance the customer experience, whether through better food, more comfortable seats, or innovative entertainment options. As an extremely picky consumer, he actually loves receiving terrible service because it sparks his best business ideas. Virgin Records grew from his frustration at being chased out of shops while trying to spend his pocket money. They created a place where kids could hang out on beanbags with cranked-up music, transforming the buying experience into something fun. This same approach led to Virgin Atlantic's creation when Branson experienced awful service on a Caribbean flight and decided airlines could do better. The key is seeing your business from the outside in, as customers see you. Branson regularly conducts mystery shopping at Virgin businesses, often in disguise. He calls customer service lines, flies economy class on Virgin flights, and visits stores unannounced. When he discovers problems, he demands immediate action. For instance, after experiencing long hold times on Virgin Mobile's customer service line, he implemented a callback system within weeks. When someone says that will never work, it often means no one's been crazy enough to try it. Virgin's team maintains a yes if rather than no because mentality, exploring seemingly outlandish ideas that competitors dismiss. Getting ahead sometimes means improvising with imperfect solutions. When Virgin Atlantic couldn't afford seatback screens in their early days, they distributed Sony Video Walkmans on flights. Though batteries often died mid-movie, they were first to market with personal entertainment systems and quickly upgraded when technology improved. Their bold move into Times Square with a Virgin megastore in 1996, when the area was still considered dangerous, exemplified this philosophy. While competitors called it foolish, the store became a landmark and helped catalyze the area's revival. The same thinking led them to pioneer in-flight massages, wedding services at 35,000 feet, and even space tourism through Virgin Galactic. Branson's approach to calculated risks has proven that conventional wisdom isn't always wise. When Virgin entered the cola market against Coke and Pepsi, or launched a mobile phone company without owning any networks, many predicted failure. But by focusing on customer experience and being willing to try new approaches, these ventures often succeeded. The lesson is clear. Perfection is impossible, but constant improvement and willingness to take smart risks are essential for business innovation. While conventional business wisdom says to stick with what you know, 19 of the top 20 global brands specialize in well-defined trades, Virgin stands as the glaring exception. They've diversified into airlines, trains, holidays, phones, media, internet, financial services, and healthcare, creating more billion-dollar companies in more sectors than anyone else. Between 2000 and 2003, Virgin created $3 billion companies from scratch in three different countries. Virgin Australia captured 35% of the aviation market, Virgin Mobile became Britain's fastest-growing network, and Virgin Mobile US became one of America's fastest-growing companies ever. This diversification helped them weather the 2008 recession. Their risks spread across many companies, industries, and countries. So why do business schools still tell entrepreneurs to stick with what they know rather than imitate Virgin? Because they should. The Virgin brand evolved gradually, reflecting Branson's fundamental interests. His driving force wasn't publishing magazines or even music, it was finding new ways to help people have a good time in unexpected places, like airports. Contrary to appearances, Virgin is highly focused. Customers relate to them more as a philosophy than a company. It's about the Virgin experience and maintaining consistent expectations across sectors. It's all about the brand. Brands exist to communicate what to expect. The Virgin brand guarantees you'll be treated well, get high-quality products without surprise costs, and probably have more fun than expected. Should you focus your new company on providing a certain customer experience? It depends on your business type. They're in consumer-facing sectors where service is key. When creating your first ads and logo, avoid the temptation to appear corporate and remote. Too many companies want their brands to reflect some idealized, perfected image, acquiring no texture, personality, or public trust. Virgin wears its often self-deprecating humor on its sleeve. They're honest about their business's ups and downs. Whatever your brand promises, you must deliver. Underpromise and overdeliver rather than vice versa. Superlative-laden ads for mediocre products are far too common. And remember, brands always mean something. If you don't define what yours means, your competitors will.